The excitement is building. The big day is a month away. A total solar eclipse darkening almost all of the North Country. Some preliminary weather reports we've seen say a 50% chance of clouds, so fingers crossed. No matter the weather, there will be throngs of people up here to witness the celestial wonder. How will our two-lane roads and small main streets handle it? That's what town leaders are trying to foresee. That's today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Kenny Drugs, now offering a new mobile app to help patients better manage prescriptions for themselves and their family. More at kennydrugs.com. And Clarkson University, offering over 95 programs of study with campuses in the Hudson Valley, Central, and Northern New York. More at clarkson.edu.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Friday, March 8th. First up, Clarkson University in Potsdam is transferring 16 graduate teaching programs to another college. Catherine Wheeler reports the programs are located on Clarkson's campus near Albany.
Siena College is taking over 16 of Clarkson's graduate teaching programs, including the Masters of Arts in Teaching. For now, the programs will stay housed at Clarkson's Capital Region campus in Schenectady. The change affects about 100 students and 8 full-time faculty and administrators who will all be transferred to Siena. Clarkson acquired the programs from Union Graduate College in 2016. Clarkson spokeswoman Kelly Cheesham says they've been successful. The Masters of Arts teaching program has a 100% job placement rate and a 93% job retention rate after 5 years.
We have increased all of the enrollment in these graduate programs by a little over 30% since 2016.
Cheesham says it's a part of Clarkson's ongoing reorganization that will put the focus back on STEM degrees and cut down on costs. In December, the university announced it's phasing out 9 degrees in the humanities department.
As we look at this kind of STEM-focused future economy, part of those conversations also have to be, though, sometimes assessing what are we not going to do anymore in order to be able to devote our resources, our time, our energy, and best serve our students in what we're doing.
Colleges and universities in the North Country and across the U.S. are struggling with growing deficits and dropping enrollments, and many are having to downsize and refocus resources. Cheesham says Clarkson's next steps are about focusing on what programs they want to build as part of its vision for the university.
You're going to see some new academic offerings coming with digitally relevant programs in the liberal arts, I think, that are going to be emerging very soon.
Cheesham says the program transfer will likely happen in June. All of Clarkson's students will get to finish their degrees, but students who graduate after this May will have a Siena College diploma. Catherine Wheeler, North Country Public Radio.
The warmer weather this winter is causing an early thaw up high in the Adirondack Mountains. State officials are advising hikers to avoid climbing above 2,500 feet due to unstable ice and snow conditions. The mud season advisory comes about a month earlier than normal. It also comes on the heels of 2 overnight rescues in the high peaks last weekend. More than 30 forest rangers helped rescue 2 injured hikers Saturday night. Rangers say conditions in the Adirondacks are difficult and dangerous right now. Hiking at lower elevations and avoiding muddy trails also helps prevent erosion and protect sensitive alpine plants. The April 8th solar eclipse is a month away today, and that means towns and villages across the North Country are revving up their preparations for the big event. They're also trying to be proactive about safety and traffic and other things that could go wrong. Amy Feireisel spoke with the woman on eclipse duty in the town of Indian Lake.
The day I spoke with Christine Pouch, she just received a delivery of trash cans and fielded a call from a potential eclipse visitor.
I had just probably an hour ago before you called a gentleman coming from Schenectady. His first question is, where's the best spot for me to watch the eclipse and be close to a restroom?
The trouble is, there are only 4 public restrooms in all of Indian Lake, but Pouch has it covered.
The very first thing I did was order 20 porta potties.
Pouch is Indian Lake's economic development, marketing, and events manager. Preparing for the April 8th solar eclipse has been her life as of late. She says it's all about the 3 T's, toilets, trash, and traffic. Traffic is a big one because there aren't that many roads in the Adirondacks. And from the south, there are limited ways of getting into the Tri-Lake area of Lake Placid, Saranac Lake, and Tupper Lake, where a lot of eclipse events are scheduled and hotels have been booked out for months.
There's either I-87 that goes right up the corridor and passes by all the little small communities, or take what we call the back roads, 28 and 30, from points south like Utica, Syracuse, Rochester, Albany.
The back roads route goes right through Indian Lake, and there are very few detours.
Once you get on that road, you're on that road until you get there.
So while Pouch has no idea how many people will be in Indian Lake for the eclipse itself, she's hoping no more than 5,000, she's pretty sure that plenty will be driving through. So she says the town is designating parking areas in local church parking lots, hoping to avoid people parking on the road and making things even more congested.
We don't have like on-street parking in our town. So, you know, if people parked on both sides of the roads, instead of two lanes coming and going, there's only going to be one lane being able to, you know, go down the main street.
She's trying to be prepared for traffic jams, for bad weather, for anything that could lead to unexpected visitors on April 8th.
There could be people stuck in traffic and realize they're not going to make it to their destination, and they will turn around and come back and find that they'll have activities to accommodate them in Indian Lake.
Pouch says they've designated eclipse viewing areas around town and will be passing out maps of the town's layout at the Indian Lake Welcome Center. There's also an artisan fair planned for Saturday and Sunday, and a whole slate of events and public parties for locals and visitors to attend on Monday. And there are about 20 local volunteers set to act as eclipse ambassadors the day of.
Who will be on site at the viewing location wearing orange vests with our town logo on it. So when people have questions and need answers, you know, they know where to go, and we can help them get to, you know, a food truck or a restaurant or get medical attention if they need it.
Safety is Pouch's top concern. There is a health clinic in Indian Lake, but it's an isolated community and about a 25-minute drive from the closest pharmacy and grocery store. She says they're advising local residents to not schedule critical travel, like doctor's appointments, in the days around the eclipse.
Make sure your car is filled with gas. Make sure you have ample groceries. You know, just make sure that in any case of any kind of emergency, you're good at home.
Of course, everything is still one big question mark. Pouch says local hotels and motels are fully booked, but everything could go smoothly. Indian Lake could also turn into one long, skinny parking lot.
Somebody gave me a plaque that said chaos coordinator, and honestly, right now I feel like that's it. I got a lot of balls in the air.
Preparing for every scenario is difficult, but it's the task in front of pretty much every North Country community right now. Amy Feiereisel, North Country Public Radio.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by I Am Snow Angel of Lake Placid and the Saranac Project of Saranac Lake. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.